And it is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, coming up on May 17th. That's a week from Friday. They will honor the very best in business at the BEES, the Business Excellence Awards, BEA. Join for a dazzling red carpet awards ceremony, entertainment, and a dessert reception. Get your tickets online at carolinachamber.org. Get more info on the town of Hillsborough at hillsboroughnc.gov. And we are joined on the phone by the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, right now. How are you?
I am doing well, Aaron, and hope you are enjoying this absolutely beautiful day.
Really gorgeous. Well, I'm inside right now, but this evening I'm planning on getting out a little bit. So as long as the weather holds off for four more hours, I'm good.
That's right. We were lucky this past weekend for the garden tour that the rain held off. We had, a lot of rain on Sunday, but the garden tour was just absolutely wonderful. Looks like we're going to get some good weather this week.
Awesome. And really good weather this week as well. And the garden tour is just one of many really cool events happening in Hillsborough. I want to talk about some of the upcoming events, but before we do, a couple of things that have just happened in Hillsborough recently. First of all, kind of speaking of exciting things downtown, two new restaurants have opened up just in the last few days, right?
Well, that's indeed correct. First of all, Laplace, which had closed, they were in the James Pharmacy building, has now reemerged. And of course, it's the same owners and a lot of the same team, but they have reemerged as the James Pharmacy Restaurant. A seafood restaurant, has outdoor seating, indoors. It's a very fresh retrofit, focusing on Carolina Coast experience. Really good, right there next to the Wooden Nickel. They have reopened and, are, of course, immediately with the nice weather, just have sort of been going gangbusters, I believe. Around the corner on King Street in the old Kelsey's location, Tacos Los Altos, which has been a just really beloved food truck, does really good food, now has their brick and mortar place right there on King Street. They just opened this past weekend, had brunch there yesterday, also excellent. You know, the food scene here in Hillsborough is quite remarkable. More than a dozen sit-down restaurants, you know, about nine of them are downtown. And, of course, there's the Gatewood that opened up north of town. Samantha's is kind of worth going to. So there's constantly changing. I think there's another couple of restaurants that are in the works. I hear one's probably going to be going up soon into the old Mystery location, and probably another one downtown before the year is over. And, of course, the Colonial Inn is under construction as we speak now, and so they hope to be up and running within the next year or so. So there's the scene is constantly changing, but it's all good, and it's just amazing at how many of these places, almost all of these places, are very local. They're locally owned, they're locally operated, and very focused on, for many of them, getting their food from local sources.
Awesome. And you mentioned Colonial Inn getting the construction underway. What other things can people expect to see in and around Hillsborough coming up in the next couple of months in terms of construction, development, ongoing projects, things like that?
Well, sure. Well, fortunately, we don't have any major projects that are happening in the commercial areas. The downtown is, crosswalks are in, at the West End is much safer place to be. I think that project went very well. Colonial Inn, you will see the construction there. Certainly you'll see construction and houses in the perhaps starting to go up in the Collins Ridge area. They're moving along with that. Certainly a lot of land being cleared now, which is sometimes very jarring, but nevertheless that seems to be proceeding. And as well the Daniel Boone Village. Again, that's already zoned commercial, so there's not a whole lot of plans that come through the public process that I wouldn't necessarily see, but my understanding is that they are proceeding on would not be surprised that sometime this summer we'll see some movement there, particularly as they start building some roads into the Collins Ridge development behind it. This might be a good opportunity, Aaron, to sort of clarify something that sometimes is a misunderstanding. Sometimes you see posted on social media and other places that Daniel Boone Village is being replaced with housing, and that's not the case. Daniel Boone Village was zoned commercial, it's close to 60 acres, and it will remain commercial. the residential areas is the Collins Ridge, which is about 130 acres. It's behind Daniel Boone Village. And when we're talking about both of those, the Daniel Boone Square, which is the food line and a number of shops that are right there, Hillsborough Pharmacy and some others, those also are pretty much going to be remaining as they are. So I just want to make sure that listeners kind of understand what's really going on in that particular area.
HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town government. Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and if you're listening out there, you want more information on Hillsborough, you can also go to visithillsboroughnc.com for a full list of upcoming events and happenings. And Mayor, I know there's always cool things happening in Hillsborough, and of course it heats up a little bit as we get into the summertime. What are you excited about coming up soon?
Well, last Fridays go throughout the summer, and that's one of the primary events with music on the courthouse lawn. It was so sad that we the weather kept the band from going on, but the art walk goes on even if it happens to be raining. But this last Friday nights with the band, with the artwork going on, is really not to be missed. And of course, there's a big, you were talking about biking in Carrboro. The Tar Wheels have a big biking event that always happens in August with 500 to 700 people show up for that. And But in terms of the big events, not that many in the summer. What the joyful part about being in Hillsborough in the summer is just getting outdoors and the everyday events. It's the food and getting to the restaurants where you can sit outdoors. You can walk on Riverwalk or hike on Okanichi Mountain or Poets Walk and some of the surrounding trails. And the art, the galleries are open. That's always not only the last Friday, but during the day and the shopping during the week. And then the music scene, just, you know, at least five or six nights a week in Hillsborough, there's live music. And for a small town our size, that is really astonishing. The venues like King Street Bar has music on Tuesdays and Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday. Same thing with Hot Tin Roof, same thing with Nash Street Tavern. Various restaurants, like on a Tuesday night or Thursday night, will have live music. And it's usually quite a variety. And so between the music and the food and getting outdoors, all in this historical context, it's just a nice place to hang out for the summer, even if it gets a little warm every once in a while.
Awesome. Again, speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, visit HillsboroughNC.com for the full list of events and happenings. HillsboroughNC.gov for more information on town government. And as we wrap up this conversation, I got to give a shout out to the town communications department, right? They just won some awards.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the occupational hazard of local government is everything we do is invisible until something goes wrong. And we try to counteract that by getting as many press releases out and including just information about here's how town government works. Here's how you get a job in town government. Here's kind of what events that are coming out. And very happy that our communications team took first place awards again in two different categories. That was the NC3C. That's in North Carolina. NC3C, North Carolina City-County Communication Conference. They won a first-place award for a promotional video that talks about recruitment and working for the town. I think like many businesses and nonprofits and every place, just trying to find good talent is something we're always looking for. So the recruitment video, and then they had this wonderful animated public service announcement about the winter conditions and what happens from snow and what the town does and doesn't do. And so they won the first place award for that. So just really proud of, I guess, all our town employees. But in this case, I want to give a big kudos to Catherine Wright and to Cheryl Zadgrove and all the folks in our public information office. We're just really, really pleased with them and glad they got recognized for the hard work that they do.
Awesome. And again, HillsboroughNC.gov for more information from the town and more communiques from the communication department. So check those out as well. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you.